This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Don't go anywhere. Speaking of curmudgeons who love sports, joining us now on the hotline, fresh from his trip down to Chapel Bill, which he documented at WEEI.com, and the guy who delivered, I believe, the best Patriots mock draft to date. You can listen to it on the Six Rings and Football Things podcast feed from just late last week. The Lions Den himself, John Lyons, is on the horn. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, pleasure to be on with you, Fitzy, and Karen David as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
That's great to have you, buddy. John, so listen, everyone, you know, if they don't understand and appreciate your football acumen, in addition to being a football savant, WEEI, New England Football Journal, et cetera, you also coached for 7 years in the area as well. That preface aside, what inspired you to go to UNC, and how did you acquire clearance and credentials to get down to a Belichick coach practice in the springtime?
Yeah, well, it was 8 years, Fitzy, but who's counting? But look, when it came to going down to UNC, it was one of those things where they had this event. It's called Practice Like a Pro. It's like their quasi spring game, but they said they were going to treat it kind of like Bill used to treat Patriots practices. So I was like, I got to go check this out, see what it's like to watch Bill Belichick, and not just Bill Belichick, Steve Belichick, Brian Belichick, Jamie Collins, you know, all these former Patriot coaches, right, and players, how they handle poaching at the college level. So I went down there, and I had some contact with his representatives. You can take a guess who that was. And I also had some contact with UNC about getting down there. And I will say, they were pretty good about having me go down. But once you get down there, the media operation is very much like what Mego might remember in Foxborough, where, you know, there's no numbers on the practice jerseys. They don't do any interviews or anything. They give you no amount of information. So that was, you know, like being back home 8 years ago in Foxborough. But it was an interesting event overall, just seeing how they structured practice, you know, how they interacted with the players. Because, you know, as you guys know, it's a little bit different from the college level to the pro level. And one of the knocks on Bill in his final couple seasons was his ability to work with and relate to younger players. And obviously all these players our younger players being 18 to 22 years old. So I found that really interesting to see.
So, John, thanks again for joining us. You mentioned people that you dealt with down there, and there's been like this big kerfuffle all over social media, once again with Jordan Hudson, because she's walking on the field at what looks like maybe the practice that you were at, the spring game that you were at, or at least on the sidelines, and interacting a lot with the assistant coaches and with Bill Belichick. What was her presence like there? Did you feel like she was, you know, just kind of hanging out to support Bill, or does it feel like she has hands-on in the organization?
So in that particular like viral video clip of her like going back and forth out to him, from what I could tell, it seemed like he was mic'd up for practice and she was helping him set the mic up, maybe because he's an old guy and technology isn't his thing, I don't know, but it seemed like she was helping him set that up. But for the rest of practice, like, I bounced around between the press box, the field, and then a section in the stands, and she was pretty much out of the way throughout the entire practice, because there was this corner of the end zone where they had a bunch of either recruits or committed athletes or alumni or just kind of famous people connected to UNC that were all kind of gathered in this corner of the end zone. And she was just kind of mingling among all those people. So once practice was underway, she was in the background kind of just mingling with all those people. So I mean, she's definitely, you know, when it comes to his career and his media obligations, it feels like she's connected to that. But when it came to the actual, like, hey, they're on the field getting ready to practice and practicing, she was kind of, you know, she was there, but she was in the background more mingling with some of the, like, famous alumni and donors in that group.
Was it awkward for you when you guys showed up in the same jacket?
You know what? Thankfully, my jacket was reversible, so able to save face. Yeah. No, thankfully, I do not have a jacket quite that loud. But, yeah, it was. She was definitely the most recognizable figure in that corner. And there was probably, Mego, 100-ish people in that corner of the end zone when you combine, you know, the recruits to the donors. And she was definitely the most recognizable person of the group.
The Jim Harbaugh of Division III football coaching in Massachusetts, John Lyons, at The Real John Lyons, joins us here. Fitzy and Mego on WEEI Afternoons. John, what did you think of the way Belichick handled business, how he ran the practice, and the talent that you saw out there on the football field?
So first and foremost, Fitzy, they're going to be better than they were last year. Now, last year they had a losing record. They lost the Fenway Bowl to UConn. So, I mean, it's not like he's taken over a team that went 9-3, but they are going to be better. They brought in, I read, at least 18 new transfers already from the winter portal area or time. They should bring in more in the spring. So you could see that they have some talent there, but this is a team in back-to-back years that's lost Drake May and Omarion Hampton to the draft. So they'll be better than they were a year ago. I don't know if I'm going to see them beating Clemson in year one and winning the ACC. I could see them, honestly, being kind of like SMU last year, where they're good. They're obviously much better than last year. They're good. They get to the ACC championship game. Maybe they win it. Maybe they lose a close one and sneak into the college football playoff. Just kind of based on what I saw football-wise, because I think they got some top-end guys there. Their defensive backs look pretty good. Their line has some size, but it just feels like they're maybe a year away from that, you know, full, legit, good-level team-type depth, like when you get to the big boys in college football. And as far as how he ran it, it was kind of a mix between, like, what you might see in a Patriots training camp practice, what a traditional college spring game will be like, and maybe kind of what a traditional regular college practice will be like. They had some individual stuff, some offense, defense, team periods. I will say, and this is no surprise to you guys or the listeners, special teams is going to be a big focus at North Carolina. They were doing that almost every other period. They were doing offense, defense group, then a special teams thing, an offense, defense group, then another special teams thing. So if you've been to a Patriots training camp practice or you've been to a college football spring type game, it was kind of a mix between those two. And I'll say one last thing on that. They're definitely really organized. They seem really prepared. So all those hallmarks of the good Patriots teams over the years, I could see some elements of that. Obviously, it's really early, and it was only one practice, but I could kind of see some elements of it in what I saw Saturday.
So, John, compared to what you saw from Bill Belichick in many years in New England, was there anything about the way that he ran that practice/game that surprised you and made you think that maybe his approach at the college level is going to be a little bit different?
So there wasn't necessarily a ton that surprised me. There was one moment before practice where I saw him. He was signing an autograph for someone. I don't know if it was a donor or an alumni or something. It was a 10-second thing, Mego. But as you know, I don't think I ever would have seen him do that before a Patriots practice in Foxborough, right? So that was one thing I noticed. The practice itself, again, he was on the field coaching. All the assistant coaches were on the sidelines, and all the non-participating players were on the sidelines because of the way they set it up. But he was on the field. He was really engaged, kind of pointing out, you know, where to put the ball, giving different coaching points to different players at times. So he seemed, the engagement in the hands-on was very similar to what I've seen in the past with the Patriots. Maybe it's slightly more relaxed. Like I mentioned, that autograph thing before, but it just seemed like if you watch the Patriots practice or watch them, it was very similar. One thing I will say, though, as I was talking to some people down there, and one of the things the North Carolina players like the most about Bill is his sense of humor. And that's I'm being
always
honest.
With
like
that.
They said
wow.
that they think he's fun. Like they respect him and it's serious, but his little like one-liners and witty jokes, I guess the kids down there eat that up and they think it's hysterical. And their whole mentality, and this is from the players, is that if they can't make it with him at UNC, they'll have no chance to make it in the NFL. So it feels like a lot of the players are diving in headfirst and really engaged. And again, like I was told, they think he's a pretty funny guy.
It's a great opportunity for those kids to be coached by one of the greatest coaches of all time. An interesting redemption arc for Belichick, possibly at UNC, where he likes to wield his influence and is in his happy spot on the football field. Maybe a little bit less of the happy spot is actually out there in the field of life with Jordan doing her influencer work. You can follow John at The Real John Lyons, LYONS. He'll be calling into our draft night coverage as well and recapping the draft on the Six Rings and Football Things podcast with me in just a little over a week and a half's time. And you can catch him on the weekends here on WEEI. Johnny, glad you had a good trip. Glad you're back. Thanks for the shout, man. Appreciate the intel.
Yeah, hey, appreciate you guys having me on. Have a good rest of the day.
You too, buddy. John Lyons joining us following his trip to UNC to see the legend of Jordan. Oh, and 8-time Super Bowl winning coach.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Bill Belichick down there at UNC.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.